Summer Vacation by David Fandel. Oh, look at the horsey ride, exclaims my younger brother with gelato melting down his face. It streams onto his Garfield t-shirt and then down into the cobblestone street. We were in northern Italy, and all the torture museums and Renaissance art museums we visited had been wearing me down. Every summer we go somewhere different, but Tuscany in the summer was just not me. The car was hot. It was black. Great choice, Dad. The air was hot. Even the tap water was hot. Thankfully, we stayed in a place with a pool. It was fun. Of course, we saw Michelangelo's David, the Leaning Tower, and whatever else is famous, yet is not in Rome, or Venice, or Pompeii. For me, the most characteristic part of this tradition is most always the 4-hour transatlantic flight. On the way, we fly on American Airlines with $10 headphones and TV dinners. Strangely, on the way back, we fly on British Airlines with fully cushioned seats, 4 angles of AC, and personal TVs with GPS flight trackers and 23 free live channels. As we were walking down the cobblestone streets, vendors were peddling pellet guns, letter openers, and cheap toys imported from overseas. Cigarettes lined the street, usually concentrated right under the machines they were sold from. After we took a brand new tour of the city's Roman relics, we would retreat back to the safety of the hotel. After last night's tour, we decided we would drive outside the city and tour an old castle. You know, those cold places with imposing stone walls, overpriced, tacky souvenirs, and the fat tourists in Hawaii t-shirts snapping photos of everything that moves. The walls inside the castle, parallel to the tours, abounded with contemporary graffiti, etched in with names and dates of all sorts. All the royal rooms were lavishly adorned with pelts, trophies, and beautifully woven medieval tapestries. As we worked our way down to the basement, we found ourselves looking upon all matters of torture instruments. Saws, pears, iron maidens, you name it. It was all there. Last but not least in our Berg tour, the gift shop. And since you cannot physically exit a museum without first passing through the gift shop, we were forced to at least check what they had in stock. Within 10 minutes, we had spent 50 euros. Every year, we go somewhere else. I wonder what next year's vacation holds in store.